All right, so you need to sign here, and then here, and then your initials here, and then your full legal name and social security number here, and then here.
So all of these boxes mean that I get to be on the show for another 6 months, or?
Well... Okay, 5, 4, 3. Hello, everybody. That was the weirdest hello ever. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who is just really distracted by the fact it's snowing outside its window. Hi, I'm Ben. And I'm also joined by Noah, who can probably now see the snow that he's not in a basement. So congratulations.
Hey, it's me. Here I am, doing everything I can. Holding on to what I am, pretending I'm a Superman. That's me.
Okay. And joining us again after his week off and seemingly being kicked off the show, it's Michael. Welcome back, contingently.
Yeah. Contractually for at least a few months, but it's good to be here.
Are you cold,
good to
Michael?
See some snow. What makes you think that?
I don't know. You're wrapped up in a blanket.
It's a toga. Get it right.
Okay, you're wrapped up in a toga.
There we go. Now it's official toga mode.
Toga
but
mode.
But I'm doing well. Toga mode.
Toga mode. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Noodles at Noon. We're so glad to have you. Welcome to the second show of the 2021 season, or as we like to call it, show 22. It's been so great to be here in 2021. Welcome to the 11th day of 2021. In case you need to scratch that into the wall of the cell that we are all currently in. Yeah, it's been good. Do we have any other things that I can ramble about, or should we go into weekly updates?
I think we can do it. I think we can update it. Am I first?
I think you are. I mean, apparently Noah first. Apparently doesn't have anything going on unless... Oh, nope, there it is. Yeah.
It's on page 2.
Yeah, page breaks on a digital document that will never be printed. Why? Guys, I made a tremendous step in adulthood this week. I always get excited when I get snail mail because it's like a rarity nowadays, right? That, first of all, snail mail itself, and two, when it's addressed to me, that's another rare thing. So I got mail. And I opened it, and it's my first jury summon. I got my first jury summon. And being not an active student right now, and what they call very part-time in the business, I'm going to have to do this. Like, I don't have an excuse. I don't have an out. Also, even if you're working, the jury is a priority over work.
I was going to say, even if you did have an out, they'd be like,
yeah.
Tough nuts, Brosif, come to court.
That's actually what it says on the envelope.
Interesting.
I'm reading verbatim the legal language of the jury summons.
So I am going to have to do this, and it's going to be, let me take a little peeksie poo, in 2 weeks, just about 2 weeks from the day that the show comes out. I am going to court. And I'm excited. I love watching Judge Judy. I've been an ecstatic fan of Judge Judy since like 2012. I know the ins and out of prosecution, and I'm excited to go. And it'll be interesting because I don't think either of you have done.
I haven't.
This. No.
I never have.
I'm always baffled by the people who are like, I'm so excited for my jury summons. Because, like, okay, you get out of work for a day. And if it's a grisly case, you get out of work for a few days. Congratulations. But like, it doesn't sound fun to me.
So if there's bears involved?
What? If there's bears involved?
If there's bears involved?
It does not sound fun to me in the least.
I hear you get fed.
You get what?
I'm in it for the free food. I hear you get fed if the case goes a certain amount of hours.
Well, you are homeschooled. You never got government supplemented food. It's not that great, Noah.
I bet even though now with the pandemic, you probably don't get fed. Or maybe it's packaged in cellophane and they're like, here's your fed. Go eat it.
Here's your Fed.
Here's your Fed. But like, I was talking about this with some people at work the other day or a couple of weeks ago, and they're like, oh, I'm so excited for when I get my jury summons. It's going to be, I'm like, odds are you're going to get like assigned to some like person who ran through a red light.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. And then it's going to be really annoying. Like, I have a certain set of things in place get out of like the juror selection process. Cause like, even if I get to there and they're like, juror number four, tell me about yourself.
I have asthma.
Like, I'm a journalism student and I will stop at nothing to figure out the truth. And they'll be like, okay, you can leave.
Yeah. We don't want you.
We don't want you here. Or just be like, I have lots of preconceived notions about people.
That too. That could be one. I heard it's also somewhat common that you can be summoned and then they won't call you in or report or whatever it's called.
You like sit on the phone for a few hours and they're like, we need jurors number 20 through 40 and your juror number 179.
Oh, my juror number is in the six digits, which is probably just because I start at, no, that wouldn't make sense, at the beginning of the year. When did I get my summon?
There's a lot of people getting arrested.
There's a lot of crime.
It's all those anti-maskers.
Aside from the jury summon, though, I have to talk about something that I was so excited about last week. Last week, I made a trip to our local used game store. And of course, this story was told last week from Noah's perspective, but nothing was shared about what I got, and that's perfect because I want to share it. So from the beginning of time, I don't think I mentioned this on the podcast yet, but the Star Wars DVDs that we had were, one, DVDs, and two, they were full screen, which means they were a square aspect ratio on a widescreen TV. So yes, back in the day when these were purchased, which was apparently after, it was like probably like 2005, 2006, what it was called was pan and scan. So they like take part of the frame that they think is important and then they put that in the square. So you're not seeing at all the entire frame or what the director wanted you to see. So I was watching those over Christmas since I had a lot of time to do nothing and I realized how terrible they were. So I was going to buy some new Star Wars Blu-rays, episodes 1 through 6, brand new on Amazon. And it was like $77 to $80, depending. Which is a lot of money. So I went to the used game store to find nothing, really. I just went to browse. I found Noah's Game, and then I found the complete saga, episodes 1 through 6 of Star Wars on Blu-ray for $25. I saved like $50, and the discs were brand new, more or less. That made me excited because I've been watching them.
That's amazing. Dave Ramsey would be so proud of you right now.
He would. That's my baby step number one.
Baby step number one.
Put $1,000 in an emergency fund and buy Star Wars for $25.
The first 6 episodes of Star Wars on Blu-ray.
Did you use your credit card to buy that?
I didn't, but how did you know I got a credit card?
You got a credit card?
Other than the Dave Ramsey thing. I'm trying to build credit.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure this passes the Dave Ramsey test.
So how do I block this out? But I did get one. There's been nothing made on it, and everything will be paid off very immediately.
Okay, listeners, Michael is showing us his credit card right now, just showing us the whole card.
Don't screenshot that, please.
I already got it. Hey, that's one of the things I find really funny about Dave Ramsey is he's like, you don't need credit, no credit cards. I'm like, I want a house, man. Like, I get you already own a house and that you save up for a house. I live in a place where houses are incredibly expensive. I cannot save up for a house. It's not possible. And he's like, another thing he says, like, because he's all about buying used cars, which so am I.
I'm about that too.
I'm about buying used cars. Me My too. Current car is from 2007. But he's, another thing he says is you have to be a millionaire to buy a new car. I'm like, that's a very convenient and easy thing to say when you're a millionaire, like he is. So you can do all this stuff when you're a millionaire. I'm like, that's because you are one.
Yeah.
It's a little easier.
Definitely easier said than done for a lot of the stuff that he says. But I think he has some truth to, to things that he says, like the baby steps for sure.
I very much appreciate the Financial
Peace
University.
Is this now a finance podcast?
yes, this is sponsored by Financial Peace University. Tune in to listen to...
how I went from broke to woke in 90 days.
Have you done your debt-free screen?
Sell my kids.
Oh, that's great.
Fun fact, when you sell your kids, you save money too in the long run. Because you don't have to pay for kids.
It's true. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
They're expensive.
I'm not allowed to have kids until I can afford it, which will be never.
Can't afford to have kids. Jesse, come get your man. Well,
she's on the run.
I'm glad that is true. She's out on a run. We don't keep track of Jesse's schedule. What are you talking about? I'm very happy that you were able to find the movies that you wanted at a very cheap price. We should send this to Dave Ramsey and see what he says. That is exciting.
Yeah, I will.
The most interesting, because I went back to work last week, which means I did literally nothing of any interest to anybody whatsoever, because I work from home.
In person or still remotely?
Okay. No, I'm still remotely. I have the option, but I was getting my car fixed because I buy used cards. Anyway, which it turns out my engine is currently trying to twist itself out of my car, and that's why my exhaust keeps having problems. But yeah, it's fine. It's from 2005.
Kiss Auto Repair.
2007. Yeah. Kiss Auto Repair. Oh, I have their business cards downstairs. I should read it off. Anyway, but the most interesting thing that happened to me was this past Saturday, because we're totally not recording this on Saturday. This is Monday, as you all know. But on Saturday, my father got to he already received his Christmas gift, but act out his Christmas gift, I guess, that I gave him. And as some of you may know, my father is a proud coffee lover. He loves coffee. He loves smelling coffee. He loves making coffee. Do you cook coffee? No, you don't. You brew coffee. Thank you very much. Anything coffee, he loves it, unless it's decaf, in which case he's pretty much disowned me on that front. But he loves coffee, and my girlfriend happens to be the manager of a coffee shop, which means that she roasts all the coffee for the coffee shop that she manages. So we worked out a thing where he, on Saturday, got to go to the coffee shop that she manages and got to roast his own coffee beans and do the whole process of like cooking them. And then they go down the chute and then they spin around, and then he got to bag his own coffee. He got to do all that. So that was a lot of fun. A lot of good time. So thank you so much, to my girlfriend for helping me with my dad's Christmas gift, first of all. But secondly, after that, and the coffee shop that she manages is in my, college town. So I felt right back in my element with all the restaurants that I know and all the roads. I'm like, oh, you turn here and you go down, yeah, all that stuff. I felt like I was back in college because I'm not living in the past at all. And it was about lunchtime when we wrapped up. So I asked him, like, hey, you want to go get lunch at one of my old lunch places? One of those places I used to hit up for food. One of those places. So we went to a place called La Fiesta Express, which was one of my favorite Mexican restaurants when I was in college. And what I love about this place is you can get three Mexican street taco style tacos for $1.80, or you get one for $1.85, or you can get three with sides of rice and beans for $10, which is fantastic. And they're amazing, like some of the best tacos you ever eat. So I took my dad there. He ordered three tacos without the rice and beans, and I ordered three tacos with the rice and beans, but I didn't get beans. I just got extra rice because I don't like beans because I'm weird. And so we got that, and we were kind of waiting for them to prepare our food. And they finally prepare it, and they're like, hey, we kind of messed up the order the first time, so we had to remake the whole order, but we decided just to give you the original order, too, that we messed up. So this place, which is already incredibly cheap, where we ordered six tacos, we ended up getting 12 tacos for like $16.
Wow.
And like, they're like little street tacos, so they're kind of small, but they're incredibly filling. But we managed to eat all 12 of these tacos. I won't say who had the majority of the tacos. But all I have to say is, really delicious Mexican restaurants, feel free to mess up my order anytime and then give me the order that you messed up in addition to the one that you got right. Because,
oh my gosh,
I must say the ones that they messed up were just as good as the ones that they apparently got right. And by messed up, I mean like they gave me two carne asada tacos instead of one carne asada and one barbacoa.
One time, Cole and I, of course, we know Cole, longtime friend of the show.
The Florida man.
Doesn't listen to the show. The Florida man that we know and love dearly. We went to Qdoba and he had a coupon, if you will, that was something like, I forget what it was. It was X dollars off and a free drink or something. So he pulled that out, showed the cashier, I just got water on my shirt, and then asked them if the free drink went through. And in the process of doing so, somehow they gave us a burrito for free that we were not supposed to get for free. So I was like, Cole, I don't know what you just did, but that deception where you like totally distracted them to the point of being confused and giving us a free burrito, I'm going to steal that from now on.
It's a Jedi mind trick. These are the burritos I paid for.
Burrito.
It was great. It was really funny too.
That's like food. The best feeling though. I mean, even if it works out to like $5 that you got for free, it just feels so much better than
this was
saving $5.
An entire like double our order for free. Because we ordered six tacos and we got 12. It was so, and they were so good. That's my whole story. I just got food for free. Like,
it's exciting you even got to eat fast food. And that's exciting in and of itself, right there.
It's called Express.
La Fiesta Express.
How slow is it?
It's, I don't know. It gives the implication of fast. It's not fast food. They make all of it right there while you're in the restaurant. And they have like a bar of sauces.
Is it a sit down kind of place where you have to tip the waiter and pay a check and all that?
I mean, you can tip the, so like it, they do have places where you can sit down. It is a relatively small location, but you like go to the front and you pay at the front and then you wait for them to bring you your food. I would Steak and Shake. It's like Steak and Shake. Except
I still think
not.
Steak and Shake is fast food.
But you sit down. We've been there. It's a sit down place.
But don't you sit down at
Steak
Wendy's
and Shake
if you want?
Is on the line, but this place sounds like a Qdoba or something, which I would consider fast food.
I would
even
not
if
consider
they make it all there in front of you. It's still fast
okay,
food.
It's not like they you like I want. It's not like a Subway where you're like, I want that. I want that. I want that all in my tacos. It's like, no, I want a barbacoa taco, a carne asada taco, and a.
Okay, that's it. Try it Tuesday. Noah and I are going to drive to
La Fiesta Express
and determine.
I will go with you because I will eat this place a million times because it's amazing.
So we will determine if it is slow food or fast food.
Here's the real
this
test.
Is why.
Did you place your order at a cash register or did you sit at a table and they asked what your order was?
That's not the definition of fast food. Yes.
Absolutely it is.
I placed my order at a cash register. But you
that's
do
a fast
that
food
at,
place.
No, it's not.
Fast food.
I'm trying to think
definition.
Of examples in my head, but it's not. I promise. That's not the definition of a fast food place. What?
Maybe this should be our speak pipe. We should ask,
we're gonna
ask our listeners.
What's the definition of a fast food restaurant?
The definition I have is food that can be prepared quickly and easily and is sold in restaurants and snack bars as a quick meal or to be taken out.
So it's not okay.
Which
it's
I
a dine-in place.
I think fits the criteria.
But we did have to take it out because they're not doing dine-in right now. Because COVID. The definition I have says of relating to or specializing in food that can be prepared and served quickly, which it was not prepared and served quickly. I waited like 10 minutes. Okay. What do you think the cutoff for the preparation of food is to be fast food versus not fast food? And don't say 11 minutes just because
over to
I said
speak pipers.
Okay.
525,600 minutes.
That's a year.
Good job. Good job.
Oh, copyright. I can't do
it.
All
right. Anyway. listeners. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Is this Mexican place a fast food restaurant or not? And what qualifies as a fast food restaurant? Like, we'd all probably agree McDonald's is. What about Noodles and Company? Is that a fast food place? I would call that a fast food place.
I would not. Yeah. It's not prepared quickly. Like,
all right, we'll ask our listeners.
I would say, like, if the food is prepared for me by the time, like, I finish ordering, like it is at McDonald's, because like, oh, you want fries?
That is not true. Sometimes McDonald's takes 10 minutes.
Okay, but this place is not fast food. They don't have a giant neon sign, like, or I guess McDonald's isn't neon, but they don't have a giant sign that says fast food.
Okay, that's the definition of fast food. If you have a neon sign that says fast food.
But yes, speak pipe people.
I'll continue on with my little update.
Wait, Noah, I'm going back to work. Find our speak pipe stuff.
All right, you can go to noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
That was in sync for me, but it won't be when you edit. Sorry.
You can go to the contact page, and then there's going to be a big orange button there that allows you to leave us a recorded message. You can do so through your phone or your computer, just anything that has a microphone. We actually have one speak pipe that we're going to listen to in a minute here.
Oh, we do? I did not know about that.
Yeah, this is a surprise. It just came in this morning. It's big news. But yeah, I wanted to follow up too on my, Ben, I am going back into the office on Monday, which is a real bummer because my car is also trapped in our garage. And because I live in a townhouse, our garage is separate from the house. Like, you can't just go through a door to get into it. It's like in the parking lot of our complex. And my garage door opener, which is a Sears and Roebuck brand garage door opener.
Not a sponsor.
I'm pretty sure the logic board is out on it. I've spent a ton of time, and I mentioned this last week, that I was messing with the garage door. I ordered a new part on eBay that's like a 25-year-old circuit board that I'm going to try and replace. So hopefully the garage door opener will work again.
Do you not also have a landlord?
That was one of my questions. But
we have an HOA, but they don't do anything.
Does, like, because you live in a townhome, doesn't the townhome have like a maintenance place?
No, we own it, so we're kind of on the hook for everything.
Intriguing.
They're supposed to shovel our driveway, not our driveway because I don't have a driveway, but they're supposed to shovel our sidewalk. But I've never seen that happen.
So I saw a video of a guy that first of all, he's hacked Facebook before. So he's like, people don't like him at all. But he showed that there's a pink toy. And I don't remember if it's a Barbie toy or something, but it's a children's toy. And you can use it to hack garage doors because it works on the exact same frequency band as garage door controllers. It has a range, but it works in that frequency band. And he could hack garage doors, like even some of the nicest garage doors with rolling codes and everything in 4 seconds. So I think you have some learning to do with your coding and radio frequency technologies. And then no issue.
Yeah, I think the problem is it's the radio frequency part of the logic board that's broken. Jesse told me that one of the remotes had stopped working, but the keypad still worked. And so I went out and tried to reprogram the keypad, which also lost connection with the opener and then never reconnected. So after I worked on it, then nothing worked. So far I've done negative help.
So how do you explain that to your boss? Like,
my boss?
Yeah, because you have to go into work on Monday, but if you don't have a car or your car is locked in your garage.
I shouldn't complain too much. I I can still manually open the garage door. I have to like get this key, which opens a pull chain, and then I can lift up the garage.
Because I wouldn't
it's
do that.
It's very inconvenient.
Yeah.
You can Venmo me $6 and in the morning I'll pick you up and drop you off at work, and then in the evening I'll pick you up at work and drop you off at home, but it'll cost $6 each way.
That's not bad at all.
I think I'd rather do that than pull the chain and manually open my garage door.
Well, I'll see you today, this morning, and then
I'll
then
see
after
you
work,
this morning.
So.
I must
we
say,
record these at 3 a.m. Monday morning.
We do. I must say, $6 for that's not bad. Because if you think
considering
about,
it would take me 20 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
You live kind of far away from me.
If you think about how much an Uber would cost to do that.
A lot. Like 20 something. Easy, right?
Michael, can I pay you to take me places?
Absolutely.
What?
Just wear
how
a mask,
have I not
please?
Known about this? I'll wear a mask. Man, I wish I had known about this.
Michael Uber.
Moober? Is that what
you said? I think we may run into a copyright law with that one too.
Did Noah finish his story? Did we
I can't
ever get
tell.
There?
The only other thing I wanted to mention is I've been watching a lot of AGDQ this week, which if you guys have never seen, it's Awesome Games Done Quick. And they do for 7 days straight, they do a 24-hour for 7 days straight marathon of speedrunning video games. And usually it takes place at like a hotel ballroom and it's a big event. And unfortunately, they haven't been able to do that. And it's all online, but it's just amazing. I watched a run last night of a guy play through Super Mario 64 blindfolded in under an hour, which is far, far better than I can do at that game with my eyes open. And it's really cool. They raise a ton of money for different causes like Doctors Without Borders and this time it ends today, but they'll probably raise about $2 million for the Prevent Cancer Foundation. Ooh. So it's a really cool organization. They do really cool stuff and it's super fun. If you've never watched a video game speedrun, what are you doing? You have to, you must.
It took me like 3 years to complete the Curious George video game. And at the end of it, I did not cure cancer.
I'm going to look up the Curious George PS2 speedrun world
record.
I'm
curious now. We should figure
Are
out
you
this,
George?
Okay.
The speedrun of Chicken Little. Or, yeah, Chicken Little.
Oh, that was terrible.
It's an awful game.
40 minutes and 6 seconds. The world record was set 2 weeks ago.
What?
By Hoagie.
It took me like 15 years to beat the Emperor's New Groove on PS1 game.
An Emperor's New Groove game on PS1?
It's really hard. The controls are really clunky. And yeah, it's a little bit scary too. So it was very difficult as a child. And it took me until I was in like high school to beat it.
Well, should we hear from our SpeakPipe
yes.
listener? We have one SpeakPipe this week. That comes to us from Jesse Metzger, friend of the show.
Hello, Noodles at Noon. It is an honor to be talking at you again in this new year. I wanted to share my annual New Year's resolution, which I stole from a pastor I heard speak a few years ago. And he said, every year, his resolution is to not be a baby and not be a jerk. And at first I thought it was kind of silly, but actually, I think it covers a lot of your bases for just being a better person. And so that can take many forms, but I repeat it to myself in the mornings and I try to be better every day, to not be a baby, to not be a jerk, in whatever form that may take. And it's going okay so far, I think, when I actually remember. So thanks for all of your hard work. And that was a fun episode that you kicked off the new year with last week. So I enjoy listening to you and happy 2021.
Happy 2021. It's amazing how many people have already failed that, though, this year.
Okay, hold on. You said we weren't going to talk about anything current.
I didn't say anything about anything. Just in general.
Talk about anything.
I haven't said anything. Don't be a baby. Don't be a jerk.
Okay.
I'm sure there's someone somewhere
maybe
who's
Mike's
failed that.
Live at that point. Oh, yeah. Well, the most obscure term. Someone somewhere.
I'm not naming any names. I'm not pointing any fingers.
So good.
I think that's a good resolution.
I think
and
it is too.
I can attest that I think she's done a good job.
Aw. She hasn't been a baby.
Or a jerk.
Is it time for a game?
I think it's time for a game.
All right, let's play a game.
All right, I've got weird holidays. You guys know how this works, but for the first time listeners who don't know how this works, this is a game where me, will read a hint about a weird holiday this upcoming week, or this week, and you two compete for the subjective affection and an imaginary point in your response. And that is the goal. I need a pencil. This time confirmed it is a pencil. It's not a pen. So. And we start with Monday. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ben seems to be doing something. So, okay. Here we go. Today, Monday, January 11th. This day requires you to grab a couple pals and your rain boots to celebrate it with. So grab a couple pals and your rain boots. And Noah, we'll start with you. What is the name of the day that requires you to get a couple pals and your rain boots?
It is puddle jumping day, a day where you get all your buddies and you just go jump in a bunch of puddles, which is weird because there aren't many puddles outside my door being January, but you know, you got to put it someday. So January 11th is puddle jumping day.
Ben, what is your guess?
I'm going to go to the community service route and say it's clean up your river day or river cleanup day, where you get a group of your friends and you go down to the river and you pick up some bottles. Wow. And shopping carts and needles and syringes and
face masks
and gloves. Guns, probably hoses, rope. I don't know what's going on in this river.
All right, Noah gets the point. Can we stop, please? Noah gets the point. It's called Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friend's Ooh. Day.
Are those two Ooh, actions independent of each other? Like, step in a puddle and then later that day, splash together. Your friends.
No, I think it's all together, yeah. So that's Noah's point. Tuesday, January 12th. Okay, guys, I have no idea how to give a hint for this one. So I wrote out these three words: outdoors, the male sex, and dining. Those are my only hints because I don't know what this day means and I hope it's not terrible. And if it's terrible, we'll have to cut it out. But Ben, we'll start with you. So again, outdoors, the male sex, and dining.
Man, I have so much background knowledge with these three words or phrases. What were they again? I remember two of them. What was the first one?
Okay.
outdoors. Men.
The male sex. And dining.
Why didn't you just say men? Why do you have to say...
Because, okay. That's a deeper question than you want an answer for right now.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Is it also, National Roast a Weenie?
The answer chart says men. Excuse you. Noah, what is your response to Roast a Weenie Day?
I think it has to have something to do with grilling, because when I think men, outdoors, and dining, there's a grill involved. So I think it's grill. Yeah, I think it's just National Grilling Day. American Grilling Day.
Okay. Noah says National Grilling Day. Ben says Roast a Weenie Day. The answer is Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day. So men is in the answer choice, and I didn't want to use that word, so that's why that came in. Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day. I don't know what that means.
Hold up.
Are we going to have to edit out the whole last 5 minutes? I don't know.
Feast of Fabulous what?
Wild Men Day. Oh,
Ben's doing some deep research right now.
Yeah, I don't want to know what he sees. So roast away any day or grill. See.
Okay.
No, I like, don't know if you had your grilling answer before Roast-a-weenie day, but this fine.
Is, okay, it says, what does that even mean?
It
sounds like it was invented by an all-male review in Vegas to attract bachelorette parties. And this person says, I did some digging around and it appears that no one really knows what the heck this holiday is or where it came from. But the conclusion seems to be that we should enjoy feasting our eyes on some hot guys, which makes me wonder, why are we doing not a a video podcast this week if it's time to
well, they wouldn't be finding
feast
that
in your
here.
Eyes on some hot guys. Happy Feast of Fabulous. Yeah, so.
So it sounds like it's totally not completely terrible. So, Ben, I'll give you a point for Roast a Weenie Day.
Hang on a second.
Which ties it at 1-1.
Okay, hang on a second. It says,
also, I think you're treading very dangerously toward the website that I got my answers from.
This is
so
specifically about
reading.
This
okay,
day.
Thank you.
But I found an image.
Wildfabulousmen.com. Wait, don't go to that.
This picture, that guy in the top right looks exactly like my brother.
What is Andrew doing?
What is Andrew doing in this picture?
Okay, next day of the week, Wednesday, January 13th. This day celebrates a type of diet that Ben and I know too well, and consequently is also an easy way to improve your health. So a diet that Ben and I know too well, sorry, Noah, and an easy way to improve your health. So maybe that is something to go off. Noah, and we'll start with you.
I'm trying to think what diet you guys would know that I wouldn't know.
Definitely
Michael
not
talks
pescatarian.
A lot. I was just going to say, Michael talks a lot about being pescatarian on our Minecraft server. Not in real life, but in Minecraft, he roleplays a pescatarian. hug a pescatarian day.
All right, Noah says hug a pescatarian day. Ben, what is your response to a diet that you and I know too well and a good way to improve your health?
National Fall Down Your Stairs Day.
Yeah, really close. It's National Take the Stairs Day, which is a way to improve your health. I think falling downstairs is a way to disprove your health.
Close enough.
Yeah, so in high school, one time someone tripped going up the stairs, as everyone was prone to do. I'm sure I did it.
And this shows just how sympathetic of a person I was in high school, by the way.
And I forget if Ben looked at me or if I looked at him, but someone goes, was that a vegetarian? Because they just ate stare.
Oh, so she good. Must be then a vegetarian because all she eats is stairs, I think is exactly what I said.
so good. And that rings true to this day. If we're ever in the same place and I or someone trips going upstairs,
vegetarian
comes out right away.
They must be a vegetarian.
It's so good. Thursday, January 14th. Let's get a shirt and some shoes for Biscuit the Cat to celebrate this day. Ben, I'll start with you. So let's get a shirt and some shoes. That's a lot of shh sounds for Biscuit the Cat to celebrate this day.
National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
All right. And Noah.
Can I make a slight alteration?
Yes.
I want to say dress up your pet like a celebrity day.
Dress your pet. Okay, Ben gets it. I think he knew that from work, I suspect, because he nailed it on the head. Dress up your pet day on Thursday. You're cheating. He's cheating. Use the calendar.
I have a weird holidays calendar. But I will say that was the first one that was on it, and I probably would have gotten it right anyway.
Yeah, I was going to guess that too if I was first.
Michael can't hear any of this. What I said was that was the first holiday that was actually on that calendar because for whatever reason it didn't have Feast Your Eyes on Hot Men Day. But
it was called Feast of Fabulous Wild
whatever.
Men. Get it right.
But I also probably would have guessed that anyway. I won't check the calendar for the rest of this.
Well,
just
Ben
so you know,
has I was wondering why you kept looking to the right, because I kept seeing this.
Yeah, I did do that.
Just so you guys know, fabulouswildmen.com is available for $12.
Please redirect it to Noodles.
How much is it? I will pay whatever it costs for you to get that.
$12 for the first year to redirect fabulouswildmen.com to noodlespodcast.com.
I will Venmo you later.
I'm really concerned for you because you actually typed that URL in. I was too afraid
Fabulous
to do that.
See, I think you did people. It on my work account too, which means that my boss is going to get an email in the next few days that says, are you still interested in fabulouswildmen.com? Because I made that mistake so before.
Good. See, what's going to happen is there's going to be a bunch of like drunk people who will go, oh, look up Fabulous Wild Men. And then they type that in, and it's going to be, they're just going
to get, that'd be interesting, Noah, if instead of porting it to noodlespodcast.com,
go straight to this episode.
No one repeat noodlespodcast.com. No, that it goes to a website that looks, thank you, that looks like noodlespodcast.com, but instead just has an automatically playing loop of the theme music.
What if it just links to our about page where it has pictures of us? Except for Michael.
Michael's still like this white bearded dude.
Yeah.
So bad. Ben has taken the points of the game with a 3-1 lead, but we have a final round, and I don't know if I want to do all the marbles for this last one, but marbles, and my thing is about Marvel. What
is it? Since I was cheating, make it for all the marbles.
Okay, this is for all the marbles. Friday, January 15th. Listen carefully, boys. In Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Peter B. Parker steals one of these before fleeing Alchemax. So that's going to be National Blank Day. Unfortunately, Ben seems to know it, so he's going to get all the marbles. But Noah, we start with you.
Marbles. I have no idea. Ben looks marbles. Like he knows it, and I have no idea.
Okay, Ben.
It's National Bagel Day,
it's
guys.
Bagel. He cheated. It was on the calendar.
It was not on the calendar. Oh, I can check and see if it was on the calendar. But
in the movie,
no, I knew that because he throws
on
the bagel
the way out,
and it goes,
we're
going
to steal a bagel. Yep. And then he hits a guy in the head with it, and it says bagel.
And it says bagel, which was actually a joke that the animation department did, and they left it in.
It was good. It's so subtle that unless you're looking in the right place, you wouldn't know it. Congrats, Ben. That's a 4-1 commanding lead.
Also National Hat Day. Well, thank you so much, Michael, for that game and for having me win, even though I cheated. I really feel like the Houston Astros, who can cheat their way to a World Series and still get recognized for it. That's great. I love that. But we're going to finish off this week by playing some Florida Man. So if y'all will direct your attention to that state down south and to the east, that's where Florida is, I think, if I remember correctly. We're going to get started right away with January 2nd of 2015. This is going to be multifaceted. And we're going to start with Michael as our guest. Oh, people are actually pointing. I'm so confused by what's going on. People are pointing their cameras in the direction of Florida. That's fine by me. All right, Michael. Florida man covers himself in blank, says he's a blank, and crashes stolen blank. There are three blanks. So you have to get all three of them correct.
Okay, covers himself, says he's into a. Okay.
Crashes stolen blank, not into a blank.
Covers self in beef tallow. Says okay. He's ribeye and crashes a stolen Vespa. Please remember those because I don't.
covers himself in beef tallow. Says yep. He's a something. Crashes a stolen Vespa. I can't remember what he yep. said he was.
Ribeye steak.
Oh, ribeye steak. All right. Noah, your turn. Florida man covers himself in blank, says he's a blank, Crash is stolen blank.
Florida man covers himself in feathers, crashes his stolen tractor, and calls himself a chicken.
So I'm actually going to read that in the order in which it is in the headline. So
yeah, I forgot.
Florida man covers himself in feathers, says he's a tractor, and crashes stolen chicken. The correct headline is this. Florida man covers himself in ashes, says he's a 400-year-old Indian, and crashes stolen car. I don't know the background to this story because I didn't bother to read it because it seemed to be fine just the way it was. He, 52 years old, this man is, who crashed a woman's stolen car where he stole it from her driveway and then crashed it. As for who gets the point, I'm not exactly sure. I guess I have to go with, I don't know.
What was Noah's crashed answer again?
A tractor or a chicken, depending on how you do the order of things.
We both did motor vehicles or a chicken.
just because Michael kept the correct order in which things were said, wow. I'm going to go with Michael's.
That's fair.
That's huge.
I forgot immediately.
That's, yeah, I made it confusing. Well, I didn't make it confusing, but it was confusing. I will say that. All right, we're going to move on to January. Let me find the right thing. January 4th, 2019. Florida man arrested after hitting dad with blank because he was mad he helped blank. Another 2-point or multi-point question. Not that they're worth more than 1 point, but there are multiple points to the question. Noah, we're going to start with you. Florida man arrested after hitting dad with blank because he was mad he blanked.
Sorry. No, was it helped blank or he blanked? I thought I heard help at some point.
I may have said helped accidentally the second time. So that's the first word of the second section.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of these similar ones and they usually seem to be involving food. So I think this one's going to continue that pattern. I think he threw potatoes at his dad because his dad wouldn't cook the potato. It was just a raw potato. He just threw it at him. He hit him with a potato.
A raw potato. A seeing eye potato. Michael. Florida man arrested after hitting dad with blank because he was mad he helped blank.
So he hit him with an inflatable baseball bat because he was offended, upset that he helped a chicken cross the road. The other he.
The other he. Mm-hmm. Well, on January 4th, 2019, Florida man arrested after hitting dad with pizza because he was mad he helped birth him.
Oh.
Oh.
In Holiday, Florida, a man was arrested for domestic battery after admitting he hit his dad in the face with a slice of pizza because he was mad his dad helped birth him. I don't know the exact story behind the birthing process, but it was apparently just pizza. And it's funny, on this news article, they just kind of have a stock image of pizza.
Does it look like Andrew?
No, it doesn't look like Andrew, thankfully. but I'm going to have to give this one to Noah because he got the food element correct. Potatoes pizza is closer, I guess, to an inflatable baseball bat to pizza. So congratulations, Noah, which means we're tied going into the final round. And boy, oh boy, is it fun. Florida man arrested after argument over blank. We're going to start with Michael. What was this argument over that this Florida man had?
I totally missed the year because I was fixing a mistake in our show notes.
I may not have said it. This is January 8th, 2019. Posted at 1:13 p.m.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let me just cheat and look at my calendar really quick.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, there's nothing there. They fought about what? That's the thing.
Florida man arrested after argument over blank. What were they arguing about?
Argument over what podcast they're listening to, because I had on Entre Leadership and Financial Peace instead of noodlespodcast.com.
Yeah, they're like, we're not listening to a podcast that doesn't exist yet. Noah, Florida man arrested after argument over blank. What was the blank that they were arguing over?
I think it was an argument over the best Star Wars movie. Like, tensions have been really high in the Star Wars community, especially after the release of The Last Jedi in 2017. I think it was probably about Rise of Skywalker at this time. Or I guess maybe that was before. I don't know. It was about a Star Wars movie. It got out of hand, as conversations often do about Star Wars.
Star Wars movie. Well, last week we had two 100% correct answers to the Florida man. This week we had zero. Florida man arrested after argument over cheesesteak.
Always food. It's always
Joseph
food. No, we should have.
Lagana. It's always food in Florida. Joseph Lagana, angry about receiving sesame seed bun, the affidavit says. Florida man was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge after he got into an argument with a cashier about a cheesesteak sandwich. He's 27 years old, and he apparently can't have sesame seeds on his cheesesteak. Also, yeah, why are you in Florida getting a cheesesteak?
He's too far south.
You got to go to Philadelphia for that. Yeah, you're in the wrong state. Having had cheesesteaks in Florida, not that great. Sesame seeds or not. As for whoever gets the point for this, we have Star Wars and whatever Michael said.
Podcasting, which but apparently was, you don't like noodlespodcast.com, so.
Oh, dear. Podcast.
They eat a lot of Philly cheesesteaks in
actually,
Star Wars.
I love noodlespodcast.com. That's incorrect. But you can eat noodles.
Oh,
that might be the reasoning I go with. I'll give you each 20
nope,
seconds to argue your
point
of
view. I don't know what Noah said. I don't know if my internet's the one being the butt right now, but I did Noah say they shot Star Wars in Florida?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said you can eat. They eat a lot of Philly cheesesteaks okay. in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's
yeah,
what
I don't really
Anakin
defense,
feeds Padme.
Ben.
Well, I'm going to.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, I'll give it to Michael then. So, Michael, congratulations on winners. Winning your first round of Florida Man
wow.
in the year 2021.
Feels bad, man.
feels bad, man. Do you have anything you'd like to say in lieu of your or in
just like
response to,
say, to
your victory?
Hi. And go to noodlespodcast.com. And
hi. At the very end of our show, Michael, I'd like to say hi.
Potentially go to Fabulous Wild Men. Let me make sure I get that correct before I say the wrong website. Yeah, fabulouswildmen.com. And you too can listen to the show.
Make sure you ask your parents before
there.
Going online.
Yep. Make sure you ask your parents. Some exciting Noodles at Noon news. We're going to be getting a Twitter account because I hear some space opened up. So I think we are next on the list to get a Twitter account.
Wow.
I know they have a finite number, and they had some open. I don't know what we'll tweet about.
Political commentary.
Twitter. Well, we made it through the whole show without saying anything. Have a great week!